No, the score is in six versions: chamber orchestra, full orchestra, wind ensemble, now a piano quintet version, an organ version, and an opera version, which I premiered at the LA Opera. It's been done
Okay.
all over the world,
It has.
from Russia to Germany, Italy, France, England, Canada, and the United States. And the Sissing Center performance will be, I think, the 76th performance.
Okay.
And we have 12 scheduled, including the wonderful Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, where I'm doing it at Cadogan Hall, which is right around the block from where Boris Karloff, Sarah's dad, had his last apartment
Oh
at
my God.
43 Cadogan Square.
Wow.
So I'm conducting the Royal Philharmonic, and I'm so delighted that my dearest Sarah Karloff will be with me for a Q&A just prior to the concerts.
Lovely. But part of me, I wish if I had known, I would have been attending some of these screenings way earlier and
Thank you.
traveled, I'm sure, as far as I had to in order to do it, because this is right up my alley. And Sarah Karloff, thank you for also for joining us. You'll
It's my
be,
pleasure.
thank you. You'll be at Sissing Center as well for a Q&A. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a beautiful place and a beautiful part of New York State. Sarah, how often do you get pulled into doing panels and Q&As and other speaking events for your dad?
Quite often.
Yeah.
Quite often. And it's wonderful. The fans are wonderful. And I have a good time meeting them. I learn a lot from the fans. And the interviews are wonderful because the questions are intelligent and probing and make me think. So I enjoy doing these things very much.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice to hear that it's beneficial to you beyond just hearing praise for your father as an actor, as an iconic portrayer of this character that Mary Shelley created. Michael, when did you first get approached, or maybe you pitched it? I don't know. When did this first come together? You composing a score for Frankenstein, when did that
The
seed get
original
planted?
sound film did not have music. It
Right.
was 1931. It was 2 years before the first through-composed film score, which was for King Kong. Before
Oh.
that, they hadn't yet figured out how to add a second track to the film
Right.
stock.
Oh, yeah, right. That
They
makes
had
sense.
sound film, back in the 20s
Oh, sure.
with a jazz singer, but by 31, they still hadn't figured out how to put another track on the film stock.
Right.
So I had the great opportunity in 2002 when the Jacob Burns Film Center opened up as an adjunct theater of the Film Society of Lincoln Center in our next town in Pleasantville, New York, to write a film score. And I suggested it to the person who was running it, Steve Apgon, was the general manager and the person who founded the Jacob Burns Film Center, which has gone on to great fame, to write a score, a live score, to this amazing movie. And my score has become the most successful of its kind, literally internationally, in country after country, and going to Asia soon. So it's
Is this going to be a first?
for this project, this is the world premiere of the new piano quintet version, piano and string quartet, played by Stephen Beck of the New York Philharmonic and the Knights, and the Argus Quartet, who are remarkable players, many of them who are in major orchestras. So it's going to be first-rate kind of playing. But before that, Patrick Trittanero, our dear friend who's the executive director,
Of Sissing Center, yeah.
is going to be interviewing Sarah Karloff.
I know.
And as you know, Patrick is a huge devotee of
Yeah.
everything Boris Karloff. So he's
That's
actually
right.
come. When I conducted the Binghamton Philharmonic last October, Sarah was there and with Patrick, and we had a grand time together.
Beautiful. And can you, I know this is a very a question which probably requires a nuanced answer, Michael, but what's the process that you brought to composing this particular score?
Great question, Adam. And it is this: before we met today, I did not know you. Our music, when we just met, is formal. Now that we'll be friends forever, our music is warm. Sarah and I have a wonderful friendship, so when I see her, my music is flowing all over the place in my head. It's really tied to the dramatic scene. What is happening in that scene? What does James Whale intend? What is Boris Karloff and Colin Clive and Mae Clark and everybody in this film? What are they doing? Where are they walking? What are they talking about? Is it a love scene between Henry and his girlfriend, Elizabeth? Is it about to be married? Is it the birth of the monster, the creation? What is going on dramatically? It's no different for me as a symphonic opera ballet composer for looking at the drama and saying, what is happening in that scene? How can I make it even richer? Here's the problem, though. James Whale passed in the 50s. He drowned himself, we think. We don't know, in a pool in Hollywood. If you've seen Gods and Monsters, it shows
I
it
have.
with Ian McKellen, right? I was not able to work with the director. Right now, if I do a film, I work with the director. We spot the film, SPOT. We put cues in, musical cues. What am I trying to do in that scene? What is the director trying to do? How do I amplify it? So I had to watch the film over and over again. I had seen it many times, going back to the time when I was a kid. And there's lots of stories about that too.
I bet. So in a way, you're still collaborating with the director, even though he's
I am.
gone. He's been gone for 70 years, but you're still collaborating with him because you're working off the emotional moments in the film and ex kind of expounding or trying to s create a synergy with the music.
Here's the wonderful thing about this movie. Colin Clive had a beautiful baritonal voice, and he was a very great actor. But the real star of this film, and Sarah will talk about it, because Boris Karloff had done 80 movies or so before Frankenstein in 31, and no one had seen it, or seen those films, or at least they didn't remember them, and he wasn't a star. They even put a question mark at the beginning of the credits. After this happened, he was not invited to the opening. Colin Clive was. They thought he was a big star. But Boris Karloff became an international famed person for the rest of his life. What does he do in the movie, and what does that generate out of me? Disparate parts are put together, all dead, from corpses, right? Dr. Frankenstein ties them together, right? Sews them together. But what does Boris Karloff do? He gives the creature a soul. That's how great an actor he was. Think about that. Sarah, did he ever talk to you about how he gave a soul to the creature?
He never talked to me about the film. He didn't bring his work home. He didn't, I mean, he would say things like, of course, it made my career and I was very lucky. And he credited the other actors in the film, but essentially, he never talked about his work, and including Frankenstein. He would say things like, the monster was his best friend, and he'd say that tongue in cheek, but he really meant it as far as his career was concerned. As you said, it was his 81st film, and as he said, nobody saw the first 80. So it was a tremendous breakthrough for him. He'd done everything he could to become successful, and then along came Frankenstein, made him a famous star. So, but he didn't, he really didn't talk about his work at home.
Interesting.
You know,
I'm
Adam, we could
speaking.
talk about stars, right? And there are people who are stars for reasons. Boris Karloff was a really great actor.
There weren't like generations of actors before people like Boris Karloff or actors like Boris Karloff to learn from and to you know what I'm saying? So it's pretty miraculous. Not only are they great actors, but they ha could create a relationship with the camera. There was nowhere to leverage that.
And he saved Universal Pictures.
Talking with Michael Shapiro's composer, arranger, conductor for this score for Frankenstein. And I'm also speaking with Sarah Karloff, daughter of Boris, and who will they'll both be at Stissing Center on Saturday, August 29th at 7:30 for a screening and a performance of this new score, recent score, I should say, and a Q&A. Sarah,
Yes.
how many times would you guess, if you even can, have you seen Frankenstein? And it, okay, that's a good answer. And can you explain the feeling that you had experiencing this new score with that film for the first time, what that was like for you?
That's multiple multiplicity of questions.
I'm sorry.
First of all, Frankenstein was made before I was born. Okay. Old as I am, I'm not that old. And growing up, little girls didn't go see horror films, even though their fathers were in it. So the first time I saw Frankenstein, I was 19 years old. I saw it on television in our living room by myself. Now, by that time, I'd heard a great deal about the film, the acting, everything. I knew my father was a big star at that point, etc. But I watched it rather studiously because I had heard so much about it. So my first reaction to it was certainly different than anybody else's on the face of the earth. One, I was his daughter. Two, I'd heard so much about it. Three, I was all by myself watching it and had no one to discuss it with. But I was impressed, but I didn't have the same reaction as anybody else on the face of the earth seeing it for the first time because I'd heard so much about it. I'd grown up with it without ever seeing it. So my reaction to first seeing it is totally different than anybody else's. Since then, I've seen it countless, countless times. And each time I enjoy it, I see something, some other thing that,
Nuance.
some other nuance, some other finesse about the film, about my father's role, etc. I see the film in a different way each time, but totally different than the first time I saw it. I enjoy the film. I am thrilled with Michael's score. He has several versions of a score. I may not be talking music language, but he has several versions of a score, and I've
Understood.
only seen one, so I'm about to see my second one, and
Oh,
I
okay.
am really, really, truly looking forward to it. And then I get to see another version in London in later in the fall, so I will not only enjoy the film, but I will thoroughly enjoy Michael's score each time.
Ahead, Michael. I know you're chomping at the bit ahead. What do you?
Well, no, I listen,
He
statistics
paid me to say all that.
I always pay her, yes. Thank you so much, Adam.
My pleasure. Thank
Cheers.
you,
Thank
Adam.
you.
All right, have a
Bye-bye.
good evening.
It was
Bye-bye
a
now.
pleasure meeting you.
Same. Thank you, Sarah. Very sweet. Thank you. Good
Great
night, guys.
interview.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.